Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from John, the 10th chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almost every child at some point in their life has cried out in fear. Fear of darkness and night, of monsters under the bed, of danger hidden in the shadows. For the child, comfort can begin when a door opens into that darkened room and the light shines in and the familiar figure of a loved one stands there in the shadow of the light. It's not what they say or do. It's not an unrealistic promise that fears will never return. It's simply that they are there. In that loved one's presence, there is comfort and hope and peace. So it is with the Lord in our lives as well. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Like the child who cries out in the night, we, the Lord's sheep, know the shepherd's voice. We also know the weight of our fears and long to hear that very voice of the shepherd. We know the threats of this world are real because of the brokenness that comes with sin. The enemies aren't made up. They're absolutely real, and they come to steal and kill and destroy. And the comfort that's so desired is the same comfort that the child is looking for in the night, the comfort of presence and hope and peace. So we seek comfort that comes with the presence of those who care in the name of Jesus. In the presence of those who we know and love. These are the ones who sit with you and wait with you, who pray with you and bear burdens with you, who bring you comfort and peace with their presence. God's people in the Old Testament times knew of that presence of God. As they were walking in the wilderness of the unknown, the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day were the realities of God's presence with them. Their comfort along the way came in the form of manna and quail from the God who went with them and led them in his ways through the uncertainties and the threats that were all around them. He defended them as much from their fears as from their enemies. You and I need that defending too, because the results of sin in a broken world have turned the darkness into threats and at times has filled us with fear, not knowing where to turn. In those challenging times, we have a sharp sense of the attacks of the thief, Satan himself. We're acutely aware of the reality of our frailty, of our sinful struggles and their consequences, aware of death in our world. You see, Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation." St. Paul wrote, "The Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me." King David wrote, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus said the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Sobering thoughts. Thoughts we don't like to have, yet realities all the same. And because of those realities at times in our world, we all may feel like scattered sheep. And scattered sheep need a shepherd. So into these moments of uncertainty and concern, into the times of struggle and frustration, into the place of real gut-wrenching fear, even into the valley of the shadow of death, it's into these that a shepherd comes. The shepherd you know, not any plain old shepherd, but the good shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Because in life and in death, you are not alone. He is with you. Threatened by illness and danger, surrounded by enemies and evilness and the brokenness of sin, you are not alone. The good shepherd is with you to call you by name with his familiar and loving voice, to strengthen you to follow him. Yes, Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Yes, St. Paul said, the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I testify to the gospel of the grace of God, Paul says. Yes, King David wrote, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And yes, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. This is real and honest life. Real and honest fears, real and honest troubles, all met by the real and honest Savior who left heaven to take on flesh in this mortal life with all its wounds and hurts, and willingly bore our sins in his body on the tree. This is the honest and real Savior who judged you worthy of his life, offered into death on the cross in the ultimate act of mercy and grace. This is the honest and real Savior who comes to you in the midst of anything going on in your life, in the midst of fears and uncertainties, struggles and frustrations, worries and threats, and says to you again, I have died and risen from the dead for you. I have conquered sin and death for you. I have sent my Holy Spirit to dwell in you. I give you abundant life in my mercy and grace. I am with you now and forever. The Good Shepherd stands among us today, here in your life, concrete and real, here in your baptism, set in stone on a date and moment in history, yet real every day, here in the very word of life, with all his grace and power and mercy to forgive every sin and overcome even death and the grave. And so he says to you again this morning, do not fear. I know your name. You are mine. No one will snatch you out of my hand. The Lord is your shepherd, your good shepherd, who calls you by name and strengthens you in the power of the Holy Spirit to follow him all the days of your life. To that we say, thanks be to God. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen. Now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.